From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. The full state Senate is scheduled to debate amendments to the state's operating budget today. The Senate bill would provide $4.25 billion to fund the portion of the budget that the legislature focuses on each year. It has $1 billion for Alaska Permanent Fund dividends, which would provide a $1,600 dividend. The biggest difference from the House budget is that the Senate bill does not include more than $1 billion for school funding. The Senate would provide that money in a separate bill. Committee co-chairman Lyman Hoffman, a Bethel Democrat, says the school funding bill is intended to reduce the risk of widespread layoff notices.
Hopefully we can come to an understanding with other bodies so that early funding can happen. I'm optimistic that pink slips will not go out.
The Senate budget includes less money than the House for Medicaid and would cut more than $13 million of the $19 million increase that the House budgeted for the University of Alaska, and it would pay out more for oil and gas tax credits. Three Alaska newspapers have changed hands again. The Peninsula Clarion, Juneau Empire, and weekly Homer News are being acquired by a Canadian chain just 6 months after being sold to Gatehouse Media. The Alaska papers were sold by longtime owner Morris Communications for $120 million last fall. The newest owner is Seattle-based Sound Publishing that owns papers in states of Washington, California, and Hawaii. It's a subsidiary of Black Press based in British Columbia. In recent months, the trio of Alaska papers shared a top executive, but he's staying with Gatehouse. Outgoing publisher Joe Leung said Wednesday that he'll be leaving Alaska at the end of the month, but he said he's optimistic about the three papers' future.
I think just like Gatehouse, Sound Publication is committed to reporting news for the community and being involved in the community.
His replacement hasn't been announced, nor have the owners made any specific commitments over staffing or other resources, but Leung said there isn't much fat to trim.
You know, we all run lean operations as it is, but they need to review the operation and take a look for themselves.
Terms of the deal weren't disclosed, but in a related development, the Akron Beacon Journal also announced Wednesday that Black Press was selling the Ohio Daily to Gatehouse Media for a reported $16 million. A news release said the deal helps the two chains cluster their holdings more closely. Black Press has newspapers in the Pacific Northwest. Gatehouse Media owns other small papers in Ohio. Finishing up an Alaska tour, the Foghorn String Band has landed in Juneau for the 44th Annual Alaska Folk Festival. They were rescheduled here at KTO for a studio interview yesterday, but it was too nice outside. Instead, the band played this impromptu red carpet concert on the waterfront for KTO's arts team. It's 50 degrees and mostly cloudy at Juneau International Airport.